The Honorable, the Chief Justice and the Justices of the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania.
As Election Day looms, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is considering an appeal involving the state's highly debated voter ID law. The court put the case on a fast track for oral argument after the state's Commonwealth Court rejected an effort by advocacy organizations and individual voters to postpone it. Attorney David Gersh argued the case for the appellants, and this exchange between Gersh and Justice Seamus McCaffrey clarifies a big concern of his clients.
If, for example, everyone could get photo ID or everyone could get photo ID without great burden, then this would be permissible.
So, Counsel, just so I'm clear, you acknowledge then that photo identification in and of itself is not unconstitutional. They have a right to do that, right?
That's correct.
Okay, but where we have our problem is the narrow timeline for the implementation of the actual statute and the general election of November of 2012, wherein I believe it's, 10 weeks?
Absolutely, Your Honor.
Oral argument was broadcast by PCN. Alfred Putnam Jr. was one of two lawyers representing the governor and the secretary of state. Among other things, he reminded the court it was bound by the facts found by the lower court, and he alluded to the timing issue as well.
I understand Justice McCaffrey's point that it's 10 weeks or whatever. In fairness, the statute was passed in March. It had been before the legislature a year ago, but it was passed in March. It wasn't challenged to May. Until May. It's not as if, what we're doing now, yes, I guess it is 10 weeks, but it wasn't passed yesterday.
Well, both sides expect the court to announce a decision soon. The exact date when that will happen is generally unknown. To hear all three parts of this week's news and views on the Pennsylvania voter ID case, log on to WRTI.org. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court opened its fall session last week.
Welcome to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, sitting in Philadelphia in our fall session of 2012.
The court's docket included the voter ID law case, a case about the amendment to the state's election code requiring every Pennsylvania voter, with certain exceptions, to present a photo ID to get into the polling booth. Opponents of the law want the high court to reverse the lower court's decision not to block it. Last week was a chance for both sides to air their arguments. The exact number of registered Pennsylvania voters without a photo ID is uncertain, ranging anywhere from 10,000 to hundreds of thousands. John Knorr III of the Pennsylvania Attorney General's Office made this point to illustrate that it's not too burdensome to get a photo ID.
I think it's very significant, very interesting, that the one thing that was never mentioned in my friend's argument were the actual plaintiffs in this case. We started out with 10 individual plaintiffs. Two dropped out during the course of the case, leaves us with eight. Every one of those eight people either has an ID at this point or we established have the documents needed to get one.
David Gersh of the Washington law firm Arnold & Porter argued the case for the appellants. He wants the court to give voters more time and to send the legislature back to the drawing board to include more safeguards to ensure that everyone can get an ID. He suggests other states like Georgia and Michigan have better laws.
In Michigan, they had another safety net. In Michigan, they passed a law that said, you come to the polling place, you don't have your identification, you can swear out an affidavit that says you are who you say you are, and you're allowed to vote.
The hearing was broadcast by PCN. With around 8 weeks until Election Day, both sides expect the court to decide the appeal soon. Six justices sit on the current court. If there's a deadlock, the lower court decision stands. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. As the presidential and statewide elections get closer, Pennsylvania's Supreme Court is expected to make a decision about whether the state's registered voters will need a photo ID to cast a ballot. In a standing room only courtroom in Philadelphia last week, just a month after a lower court refused to grant a temporary injunction blocking the state's new voter ID law, Chief Justice Ronald Castile set the stage for oral argument.
This is the voter ID case, and it arises from an amendment to the Pennsylvania Election Code known as Act 18 of 2012.
Opponents of the law call it an unconstitutional burden on the fundamental right to vote, explicitly protected by the Pennsylvania Constitution. David Gersh argued the case for three advocacy organizations and eight individual voters. He says the statute is flawed because it fails to ensure that every Pennsylvanian registered to vote can get a photo ID.
There is no problem requiring photo ID to vote. The vice is in requiring ID that people don't have and have a hard time getting.
The lawyer's arguments were broadcast on Pennsylvania Cable Network. John Knorr of the Attorney General's office says the photo ID law is not an additional qualification relating to voting, but a proper use of the legislature's power to regulate elections by keeping voters honest.
I would not agree that this is an additional qualification. It's simply a means to establish that you are, in fact, who you say you are.
The justices are bound by previous case law and required to exercise their fair and impartial judgment. But that hasn't allayed all concern that the current makeup of the court is 6 elected justices, 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats. If there's no majority, the Commonwealth Court decision, keeping the law on track to take effect November 6th, rules the day. To hear all 3 parts of this news and views, log on to WRTI.org. I'm Meredith Duddleston, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.